global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. A batch of surprising earnings has lifted global stocks, sending the S&P toward a record. It's off that earlier record as European shares come close to erasing the slide sparked by Brexit. Oil's up as well. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is now at 2184. That's up 0.4% or 9 points. The Dow's up 109, up 0.6%. And the NASDAQ is up 0.3%, up 16, also off its earlier intraday record. The 10-year is down 10 30 seconds. The yield is 1.53%. West Texas Intermediate is up by a healthy amount, up 3.5%. At $43.14 a barrel, COMEX gold is up 0.3% at $13.5640 an ounce. The yen, 101.38. The euro, 111.73. And the pound is at 129.63. Are you ever embarrassed when you go to eat Chinese food and you wind up saying, just bring me a fork? Well, Panda Express thinks they may have come up with a new tool that could change how we eat Chinese food. It's called the chork, or a combination chopsticks fork. One end of the top has a fork off of it, and then you have the chopsticks at the bottom. Tool appears to be made of plastic. On one end, as I say, the prongs of a fork, and on the other, chopsticks, so you never have to ask for a fork again. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett. Corey, Matt.
It's like their version of a spork, right? Is that, Corey, is that the picture that you got in your
head?
That's
exactly what I was thinking of.
Greg, thank you so much.
I'm often thinking of sporks, though.
I always think it'd be nice to have a proper, formal silver spork.
Well, it's funny. I mentioned that. I was looking at buying new silverware for my home, and I thought, why don't I just get sporks? Instead of having to buy, like, you know, eight sets of six. Yeah, just get sporks.
It seems all American to me. What are we doing right now?
Let's listen to a song. Sammy Hagar can't drive 55, but Hari Balakrishnan can, I hope. Professor at MIT who joins us with a look at where the worst drivers are in all of America with some new research out of MIT. Hari, glad to have you on. Wait, first of all, let's establish this. Can you drive 55?
Oh, thank you for having me. What was that question?
Can you drive 55?
Can you keep it under the speed limit?
Oh, me? May I plead the fifth on that one?
We'll let you do that. So talk to me about, first of all, how you did this Cambridge mobile telematics study. What are the data that you use to figure out where the worst drivers reside?
That's a good question. So we actually use data on an application that people use on their smartphones, on iPhones and Androids. And as part of our company, Cambridge Mobile Telematics, which was a spin-off from research done at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab, we've developed an application in the system that uses the sensors on phones to measure the quality of driving. And we actually used this, and we partnered with another company. The application is called EverDrive. It's available on the store now. And actually, a few months between April and June, we actually ran a contest, Massachusetts versus New York. And we actually found that users, the application is available all around the country. And people use the application to provide, the application provide hints for how to become a better driver. It has a leaderboard where you can compete with your friends, you can compete with people in your town, you can compete with people in your state, and we can use this to measure the quality of driving. And we found two very interesting things. Number one, people do improve with time. And number two, we have done the study with about over 15,000 users over a 3 or 4 month period, and we actually have found differences in driving quality amongst the users of this application in all 297 cities with more than 100,000 people in the United States.
Now, I wonder what you mean by quality of driving, because I see that you have New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey, as the worst or the most dangerous driving city. But then you cite speeding, and I don't feel like the velocity of someone's driving makes it dangerous. It's more their behavior on the road. For example, I find Americans far too often stick in the left lane, which forces other people to pass on the right.
That's a good point. So what we have looked at are data And we actually partner with a number of insurance companies, both in the United States and abroad, to build these models. So the models that the data that we use includes people's behavior on hard braking, you know, how which is suggestive of poor anticipation, on sudden acceleration, on the degree with which the intensity of their cornering, you know, how much they swerve, as well as actually speeding. And we don't just look at if you're driving a little bit above 55 or 65. We're actually measuring at-risk speeding, which is we've developed a model of what we call contextual speed, which is, in fact, several miles an hour above the posted speed limit in most cases. It's much more related to kind of the ambient traffic flow, and if you're driving a lot faster than that. And the last, and perhaps a critical factor here, is phone distraction. We have a innovative new way to measure whether a user is being distracted on by their phone. And if you look at all these factors, we're not actually claiming that Jersey City is the worst driving city. What we're saying is amongst the users of our application, we found, and there are many users in all of these cities, we found that amongst those users, Jersey City didn't do well.
Okay, I'm definitely going to check out the app from Cambridge Mobile Telematics. Hari Balakrishnan is a professor at MIT's CSAIL Labs, talking about the most dangerous drivers. I'm going to say they're Florida licenses driving in Yonkers. This is Matt Miller on the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio.